Well, good morning, gentlemen. Now, for some reason, I've got up very early today, and I don't even have work. So I thought I'd take a look at some news items, and I've got two of them for you today. And I'll put the links down below. Both of them are kind of tragic. The first news item is about two sisters, and they weren't spring chickens either. They were about 40 years old. But they decided they wanted to live off the land, go off of the grid. And people close to them tried to talk them out of it, but they were adamant. Generally speaking, the wilderness and Femons don't generally mix. And it's because the wilderness is reality, and Femons hardly ever live in reality. They live in fantasy land in their heads. They're very delusional. But apparently these sisters looked online on YouTube to find out how to survive in the wilderness. Oh yeah, that's the best place to find out the information to survive in the wilderness. Mostly all the YouTube videos are fake and false, but it just shows you how unprepared they really were. The trouble is, of course, one of the sisters had a 14-year-old son, and she dragged him along as well. And they were all found dead. Either they froze to death or starved to death, or they died of carbon monoxide trying to keep warm in their tent. Their bodies, by the time they found them, were quite badly decomposed. Reality came a-knocking for them. But we see a lot of these delusional Femons who have these crazy ideas. And of course, man is not supposed to intervene and tell them how stupid their idea is. Surely somebody should have stopped the 14-year-old boy going. At least it would have saved his life. In my experience, Femons love the wilderness, love nature. They love the flowers. They love how pretty the lakes look. But they have no understanding how harsh the wilderness really is. The trouble is, in society, in the cities and everywhere else, Femons are entitled. Life is generally quite easy for them everywhere, because society makes allowances for them all the time. But the wilderness doesn't see them as special or entitled at all. They're just another human, and the wilderness is unforgiving. Lots of men lose their lives in the wilderness too, and they're more adapted to the wilderness than Femons ever can be. Will this be a lesson to other Femons? Of course not. It's very sad, though. Now here's a news item that's going to be used for propaganda. It's another sad case of somebody losing their life, a Femon. But it has all the hallmarks for the media to push it. There were reports of somebody stealing some alcohol in a store, and this Femon was a suspect. She was in her car and the police tried to stop her in the parking lot and question her, but it all went a little bit wrong. She said she had nothing to do with it, and it was another woman. Of course people are going to say that, aren't they? And attempted to drive off, and she bumped the officer in front of her car. And to the police officer, she obviously wasn't going to stop. The policeman she tried to drive over got his gun out and fired one shot in the windscreen. But unfortunately, it was a fatal shot. The Femon was black. She was 21 years old, and she was also pregnant. The police officer was white. So of course the media will try and push the racism effect. You can watch a short video on the link I provided down below. But for me, I think the police officer overreacted. But you must understand how dangerous it is being a police officer nowadays. Of course, the family of the Femon wants this police officer arrested and sacked. But this all could have been avoided if the Femon had listened and stopped and turned her car off. And of course, they'll use it in the media that she was pregnant. How was the police officer supposed to know that? And if he knew that, does she get special privileges? She can drive over police officers and get away with theft. When you think about it, this Femon's actions will affect loads of people. It affected her life, the unborn child's life. She has two other children. They will be affected. Her family will be affected. This police officer's family will be affected. He will be affected. All this because she might have stolen some alcohol, which is a misdemeanor. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think about it. Take it easy, fellas.